every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and this week we are fresh off of a World Series back-to-back title for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So kudos go out to the Dodgers and all the players and the great fans, the 4 million of you who showed up at the gate. I'm sure everybody's really pleased about that. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about, this event that I went to last week down in, or just a few days ago, down in Newport Beach. It was kind of a hot stove event, and it was at the Cannery, and a great place to go and eat. It's a pretty easy ride, and once you get off that 55 freeway, it's only about another mile or so down the road. So Ron Salisbury is the owner there that hosted the event, and I got to see a couple of my friends who've been podcast guests for this event, Tim Mead and Bobby Valentine, and also ran into the chairman of the Los Angeles Angels, Dennis Kuhl. And it was very nice having them at my table, and we discussed obviously the World Series and baseball. And Fran, my wife, got to have a night out, so she was thrilled to death to be able to do something. And I had something that reminded me of a previous event down there years ago. And I was on my way to the men's room. I had a table of probably a dozen people that I was sitting with. And they have a Hall of Fame room right next to the men's room. And I got sidetracked. And it had all the old memorabilia. I mean, it had Ruth and Gary and Josh Gibson and all the black old-time baseball players, Satchel Paige, you know, other signed baseballs from years past, other great pictures. And So I come back and they say, "Oh my God, where have you been?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, you were gone for about a half an hour." I said, "Oh my God, I got sidetracked." And I saw this great room and it was so reminiscent. It was so cool. I had to take some time and go revisit that place, but it was a lot of fun and it was a great time. And we got to talk a lot about baseball and, we're going to have a lot of fun talking with our guest today, Steve Sachs, who covers the Dodgers in the postseason. Thrilled to have him back. Terrific guy. And we're going to be right back with more of We'll See About That and Steve Sachs when we return.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The holidays are back at Starbucks, so share the season with a peppermint mocha. Starbucks Signature Espresso, velvety mocha, and cool peppermint notes, topped with whipped cream and dark chocolate curls. Together is the best place to be at Starbucks.
This is Carrie Cooper. It was a small complex of bungalows in the LA neighborhood of Echo Park in the early 70s. The gigging and collaboration between Linda Ronstadt, Glenn Frey, and Jackson Browne was the beginning of Southern California rock. More at focusonrock.com.
We're Sell My House Fast, and we've been buying unwanted houses for cash fast for 25 years. We buy old houses, new houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses, and we'll buy your unwanted house for cash fast. If you're relocating, inherited a home you don't want, if you've got a tenant you really don't want, Sell My House Fast will buy it fast. If you're behind on taxes, want to avoid foreclosure, if you're going through a divorce or just need cash fast, we'll buy your house at a fair cash price and we'll close fast too. Sell with us and there's no real estate agent, which means no real estate commissions. We'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning and cleanup. We've got hundreds of Google 5-star reviews because our offers are fair and the process transparent. Call now to connect with a qualified local buyer. Call 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546.
Hey there, sports fans, Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned after the break with our special guest, Steve Sachs. And Steve will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. All right, I have a former teammate, a former Rookie of the Year, world champion, all-star caliber player, born in Sacramento, California, went to James Marshall High School up there in Northern California, playing for the Dodgers, the Yankees, the White Sox, the A's, Rookie of the Year in 1982, five-time all-star. Silver Slugger Award, and he led the league in stolen bases in 1983. And actually, as a rookie, I think you stole 45 bases, Steve, for us, 1982?
Actually,
49. I was in the ballpark. Yeah. I was in the ballpark. So how are you doing today? You know, you've had a busy last couple of weeks. You have a program called Scam that involved a talk show about the postseason play for the Dodgers. Tell us a little bit about that program.
It's great. First of all, Ron, good to be with you today. And I love that when we were teammates and you talked about the year 82, you were there on the team with me that year. And
you broke up the infield.
Yes. And, you know, if it wouldn't have been for a veteran based team, you know, you had you over there, you had Billy Russell on that side that was still there. Garb was at first. You had Dusty and you had Reggie Smith and Rick Monday, all these guys, Yeager behind the plate. And it was kind of ushering in, you know, Mike Socha was there. I was coming in and Mike Marshall was shortly after that. And we had a team that knew how to win. You guys were bigger than life. And you really showed us, you know, what, when, how you do it, how to be professional, how not to panic and all those things. And It was great to have you guys there because it made it much more a lot easier for us to come in and play as opposed to going there and just trying to figure it out by not watching people. Watching people is a great way of learning, and that's what we did.
Well, you know, we actually we did it a little bit more difficult that first year. You know, we had to go down to the wire the last weekend of the season because we were looking for a repeat as well. And we got knocked off the last day of the season by the Giants up in San Francisco. You know, it was still a terrific year. We would have been in the playoffs regardless because of wild card. Back then, it was only winners move forward. But it was a great year for you. It would be the last year that we would play together because that officially did break up the infield. Mm-hmm. And then they were ushering in all the new stars that they had hoped to be, Greg Brock and Mike Marshall and Candy Maldonado, yourself, your brother, Alejandro Pena, it was a new era of young talent. And it was, a great start for you. You understood what it meant to be a Dodger. You learned that, going to the World Series is our goal. We want to win every year. We don't want to be just a team that improves on last year, or gets out of the cellar, or develops into a contender. No, we've got higher sights for that. And that had to be extremely helpful. Because you learned how to play the Dodger way and knew what and understood what the expectations were.
Well, and it wasn't just like when people watch the game and they see, they wanted to make sure that when people came up, they were ready to play. And for us, it was all the behind the scenes stuff that was impressionable for us, like how you guys prepared and like you said, raising the bar of expectancy every time you went out. Not just trying to get better than last year or, thankfully the team wasn't in the cellar and had to do those things that other organizations do. The level was already way up there. And I talk to guys now about, looking back even all these years ahead, and they said, man, the Dodger organization, they just did it every single year. They brought it all the time. And this was all built in way back before you were there and I was there and before the expectation for the organization was always high, steeped in pitching and power. You guys showed us how to do it. And, we won another one in 88. So it was a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I always felt that, I came into the best possible situation I could be in. I wanted to win. They had a history and tradition. It was really rich. I wanted to carve my way as an individual player. If you remember the walls in Vero Beach, all the subliminal messages that were left behind, all the great players, individual players, the great teams that came before us.
Yes.
Without saying anything, the expectations were staring in your face every single time you walked down the hall. I wanted to have my picture, much like you wanted to have your picture up there, and you wanted to have your team, the world championship team, up there. We all wanted to and were capable of, as it turns out, of carving out our own little history and tradition within the history and tradition. And I'm very proud about that.
Well, what else I liked about it, too, is it seems like that group that you guys had, the draft years in the 60s and the late 60s, early 70s, were just unbelievable, the talent that you guys had. Even changing positions, Davey and Billy Russell were outfielders. I believe you were a catcher at Washington. And then all you guys came up, you changed positions. You talk about athletic and being able to change and then be that great in the big leagues. That to me was way ahead of their time. I mean, you see guys some guys do that now. Some guys play multiple positions. But you guys had a bunch of phenomenal athletes, fast as hell on the base paths, power, all that. And you guys kind of put this puzzle together of, you'd be better at third, say you'd be better. Maybe Russell would be better at short. And, Davey Loeb's great arm he has in center field. Let's put him at second, and Garvey from third will go to first. I mean, putting that together with that infield, that was arguably the greatest infield ever.
I refer to it more as the longest running and most successful infield in Major League history, because I really don't want to try and touch were we the greatest. I feel like there might be a case for a team that didn't do all the things that we did, maybe played a couple of years together rather than 8.5. Thinking about it, the chore of having to babysit those guys for 8.5 years, and you got to be individually successful. You have to stay injury free. Your team has to play well and win.
We pretty much destroyed the farm system for infielders coming into the infield for 10 years. And it's a misleading statistic because we had a lot of kids, a lot of young players who had to go find their way to the major leagues in another organization. So, you know, we
Bobby
still
Valentine.
Had them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bobby, you know. And
great athlete.
Yeah, and you know, Buckner was here. He was one of my best friends. I have more stories about him than I do anybody else. And he was only there for a few short years before he went on to the Cubs, and then he went to the Red Sox. And, you know, I always loved Billy Buck.
He got 27. Ron, I'll tell you what. I spent some time with Billy, God rest his soul, when he was – we were on the those Nike trips. And Buckner, I used to love to shoot with him because I grew up shooting, you know, because I grew up on a farm out here.
He loved to hunt.
He loved to hunt, and we did the trap shooting, and that dude would never miss. It was like, is this real? The guy would never miss. His hand-eye coordination was off the chart.
You remember that trip? You remember that trip? You remember that one trip that we had on the the cruise? And we, you know, we got off on the islands, but they had skeet shooting going on, right?
Yeah.
And that, and I learned how to skeet shoot. That was a lot of fun.
You never did that?
No, I never shot. I was not a hunter. You know, I was never a hunter. Yeah. But yeah, I had a lot of fun shooting the skeet. That was great. Yeah. All right, we're gonna get back into more of your show, the scam. I want to talk about the postseason. Obviously, the World Series, the Dodgers winning back-to-back championships. When we return with We'll See About That right after this message. Stay with us. Steve Sachs is coming back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Okay, we're back with our great second baseman for the Dodgers, Steve Sachs. You are doing some broadcasting, and you told me something off the air here a minute ago. You have a young guy up there in Sacramento playing for the A's, guy who hit four home runs, probably the rookie of the year, Nick Kurtz. Tell us about this scorecard that you have.
Oh, yeah, I have a scorecard run. We were fortunate to it was myself and Johnny Dosko were doing the radio, and Chris Carey and Johnny
I have a break.
We all went into the locker room after he hit the home run. Dallas Braden is the other one. Yeah. We all went into the locker room after the home run. Dallas got us an opportunity to have our scorecards authenticated, and Nick Kurtz signed them. By the way, when he went in there, there was nobody there because they stripped him down. They took all of his clothes. They took his bat, his helmet, his shoes, his socks, everything, and they sent him all to the Hall of Fame. Chris Carey got his scorecard sent to the Hall of Fame. So there's only three of these left, but I have one, and you know, his parents don't know yet, but I'm gonna have it framed and sent to his parents, and they're gonna love it because this Nick Kurtz is a great kid. He is amazing. He's from Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. They call him the Big Amish, and he's a huge dude, man. I've interviewed him several times. I'm about up to his chest, my eye level. Yeah. And second in the rookie of the year balloting, we're going to get another guy on our team, probably Jacob Wilson, who might have won the rookie of the year had he not broke his forearm. He played in the All-Star game with a broken forearm. Little did we know, but he missed a good month, and that probably cost him an opportunity to have an equal right to get that rookie of the year.
You know, I saw Wilson play out at Thousand Oaks. His dad was coaching the club, and that was
his dad's Jack.
And he played for the Pirates, and Jack's club, Thousand Oaks, was in the same league as Calabasas was at the time, and so I got a chance to see him play a few times. And your second baseman Muncy too, kid from Muncy.
They were teammates.
Anyway, let's go back to your talk show scam. This is something that you do in postseason, and it's through 570 AM radio, and you come on before the Dodger talk show, and tell us a little about that.
So, Ron, I got an opportunity to do this. This is my ninth year in doing this with the Dodger flagship show, AM 570 LA Sports. And it started out as just a kind of a one-off doing it 9 years ago. We had a talk radio from 6 to 9 a.m. And it preempts the other shows because 6 a.m. is about as early as you can get some listenership because people are getting ready for work and in their car and – you know, that's the best time, as they call it, drive time. Mm-hmm. And so we're just talking baseball. We're talking about the Dodgers, and this is only in postseason. Okay. Right. So given that, but it's just really taken off. It's been gaining momentum every year. And really this last year, when we've had some lapses in time, the Dodgers had almost a week off. We had to fill content during that time, and I think that's when it really took off. We were having outstanding shows with no games. We were talking about other stuff, and so we talked football, we talked whatever, and so the show really gained a lot more momentum than we had the games to talk about. It was almost ancillary to all the other things that we were talking about, so it really took off the last couple years, and the host is Tim Cates. Tim does a marvelous job. He's one of the best hosts I've ever worked with. It's just a lot of fun. So it's the acronym Sachs and Cates in the AM. That's how we got scam, And so we always say it with a yell. We always say scam. So that's the name of our show. But it's a lot of fun. We have a great time at it. Very free flowing.
Well, obviously, kudos to the defending and two-time world champion Los Angeles Dodgers for pulling off a series of the, in the magnitude of which they did. You know, the only thing that matters in the game of baseball is that you score more runs than the other guys. Yeah. And if you want to go to the metrics which run baseball today, you can't
yes,
you
do.
Cannot help but say, you know, how who had the advantage, you know, in this series. When you look at the metrics, Toronto had the advantage hitting. Pitching, Toronto had the advantage. Fielding, Toronto had the advantage. To give you some numbers on that, Dodgers hit 203, I believe, Toronto 269. Toronto outscored the Dodgers by 8 runs or so. That's basically a run a game. All the on-base percentage, walks, hits, favor Toronto. The Dodgers hit 3 more home runs. That's pretty much the statistic there. Pitching-wise, the Dodgers had close to a 4 earned run average. Toronto had 3.2.
Defense,
they played pretty flawless. You know, Dodgers had 4 wild pitches in 1 or 2 innings in a row. Yet somehow and I'm sure Toronto fans and probably all the players are wondering, you know, looking at this, you know, how did we lose? And if you turn it around, Dodger fans would probably say the same thing. You know, how could we be having such an advantage here and lose? And so, you know, what are your thoughts? I mean, it was kind of a crazy thing. They pulled Game 7 right out of nowhere, you know where.
Yeah. No, there's no question. And that's I look at those metrics too, Ron, and I think, whoa, how do they do this? And, you know, in such a short sample, you can say, well, you know what, it was only 7 games. But if you think about it, I mean, look at the games they had against Philadelphia. I think they only had one home run in those 4 games with Philly. I think it's the one that Teoscar Hernandez hit to right center.
Yes.
You know, they did away with Cincinnati pretty handily in the 2 games. But those games with Philadelphia, you can't say we were saying on the broadcast, too. When are the Dodgers, you know, magnificent power and all that, you know, the way they can just blow teams out? We didn't see that anywhere. It wasn't about that. I mean, I didn't see that with certainly when they played Toronto. Didn't see it with when they played the Phillies. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
The only places that I can see is you know, the depth in starting pitching was good. But you mentioned the numbers, and the numbers are what they are. You know, you look over from the other bench, Ron, and you think, you know, most teams are trying to find and establish a number one pitcher. Well, this is our number one. Then we have our 2 guy and our 3 guy. If you put Sasaki in the mix, the Dodgers have 5 number one pitchers on their team. It didn't really pan out that way, you know, when you look at the numbers, though, because the other teams pitched. Look at the way Philly did with those 3 left-handers. They mitigated anything with Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. They just the Dodgers pretty much had to do what other clubs have to do when they don't have that power. They had to scratch and claw and find ways to win, and it was amazing. I look up and they win Game 7. I mean, you can say Pajas made the great catch in center field to go get that ball. You know, Miggy made a great play defensively. He almost fell over on that semi-line drive and got through to home. He hits. Who would have guessed that Miggy Rowe would hit a home run with 1 out in the 9th inning to tie that thing up? I mean, they just, like you said, they just pulled things out that nobody expected would happen. The one spot I can say that might have been something different, and if you look at run differential and all that, you know, all those metrics really didn't favor the Dodgers. But I think a couple base running blunders by the Blue Jays, the one that Garber, what's his, the right fielder, Barger. What's that?
Barger.
Barger.
Yeah.
Barger. Yeah, Barger. when he was on second and they hit the semi line drive, the soft line drive to right field. Kike didn't even see it. He knew it was soft, so he was running in. He only caught it right at the last second when the ball came out of the lights. He catches that ball and Barger is halfway to third. It's like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Did you read where the outfielders were before the pitch? Why didn't you freeze on a line drive? Read the play and then go back to second easily. And he didn't do it. That was the end of the game. So every little detail, maybe you can pick and parse it out and say, well, that's why they won. But God, it was so close. You had an 18 inning game. You had the last game, 11 innings. I mean, if Toronto won, people would say, of course they won. They outplayed them. And it was just so damn close. But I'm surprised that they were able to pull that out. That was nip and tuck the whole way.
Well, you know, we sometimes use AI to ask, questions, putting our agenda, our clock together.
Yeah.
And it's just a helpful hint. It kind of helps us get through some of these things without having to do it ourselves. And then they turned out being kind of the same as it is. But one of the things that AI kicked back here in our script was that according to the metrics, it looks like the wrong team won. And that's what AI said in this piece.
Well, famously, too, I mean, the Toronto Blue Jays announcer on the field after the game, a viral clip said that.
I don't know how we lost.
He said that the wrong team won.
Well, look, I don't want to offend Dodger fans because you did win the World Series, and you deserve it because of all the great support that you've given over the years. It's generational support. And you drew 4 million people, so yes, you did deserve a world championship. In any way, I guess it happens. They scored 4 wins, and Toronto only had 3, and that's kind of the way that it breaks down. And unfortunately, I think there's probably a lot of people in Toronto, including some baseball players, roughly on suicide watch, and let's hope not. We're going to be right back with Steve Sachs right after this. Stay with us.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Mr. Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and this week in Dodger history, 1974, right-hander Mike Marshall became the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. After being the runner-up last season with the Expos, the 31-year-old Dodger Ironman set major league records for relievers with innings pitched 206, game appearances 106, consecutive games 14, and games finished 83.
You know what? This guy was a closer in today's terms.
They could have used him in the last 10 series, right?
Those look like starting pitcher stats. Don't they? I mean, they tell you you're not supposed to be pitching 200 innings. This guy's a closer. Are you kidding me? Anyway, yeah. It was what a treat it was, and what an unbelievable performance by Mike Marshall that year. It helped propel us into the World Series. Okay, yeah. I want to get back to the series, and I kind of want to go through this, and I want to kind of get your short answer. It's going to be I'm going to give you a player's name, and then you kind of tell me what you think how he performed in the World Series. Okay, let's start. Let's go right around a horn. Will Smith.
Came up big time with big hits. I like him as a catcher too. I think he might be one guy that's underrated. I really like Will Smith. I think he played good.
Freddie Freeman.
He had his moments, hitting a home run to win it in the 18th inning is kind of how the Dodgers are made. But I think Freddie flew out a lot to center field.
Well, yes, he did. And he struck out a lot, too. And, by default, Miguel Rojas.
I thought he was great. I mean, he came in, hit the biggest home run of his life, and made a great play at second base. I thought coming in late like that, with the pressure on him, he was fantastic.
Played out of the fact that nobody else could get the job done and hadn't got a base hit in over a month.
He hadn't had a hit in a month.
Yeah, a month. Shortstop. Mookie Betts
underperformed. Mookie wears it. I think he was honest about it, and I admire that about him. He said he's lost, and believe me, I've been there.
Lost.
I know we've all been there.
Yeah.
Where you just are just lost, and this is like the second time in postseason that he's done it. But I'm a big fan of his, and everybody goes through it. But he wore it, and he admitted it. I respect him for that.
Muncy
hit a big home run, and again, that's how this team is made. It's made to slug. It's not a team that brings hits together. I thought Muncy played fantastic third base. He made a brilliant play in the NLCS, going to his left, on a slide on his backside, get up and got the guy at the plate. I thought Muncy played really well at third base, but a bit inconsistent hitting.
Yeah, and if you remember the World Series last year, not to pour anymore on it, but 0-17 with 11 strikeouts.
Yeah.
This performance was a little bit better, but it still didn't kind of cut it overall. You got to do more if you're going to be there. Kike Hernandez.
Kike, 203 during the season. I thought that, he has a penchant from the postseason, as we were talking about, but he's getting along down the line a little bit now, and I don't know where he goes now. But he's been a guy that's had a flair for the postseason, and he's made some big plays this year.
Yeah, didn't match up.
He hit one home run. I think the home run that he hit, but that was about it.
Yeah, Andy Pagas.
I don't see the Dodgers every day, but what I saw in postseason, he was overmatched, completely overmatched at the plate, 4-for-50. He made a phenomenal play in center field. Kike doesn't catch that ball. Andy Pagas saved that game.
Yes, he did.
But overmatched at the plate right now.
Yeah, I thought that he was a major contributor during the course of the regular season. Very difficult to handle the situation of playing every day and not contributing offensively. You got a hit in the postseason.
Yeah, did not hit, but he made a phenomenal – he saved the game with that.
Yes, he did. No question about that. Tommy Edman.
Tommy Edman, I think, was trying to emulate what he did last year. I thought he was trying to hit the ball out of the park all the time. I don't think he's built that way. I'm a huge Tommy Edman fan because he can play everywhere, and he's a really good athlete. And I think he's essential to having the club. I know he had a sore ankle, but playing center field, you know, he did what he could. I just think he's a really good staple on the team.
I like him more as a utility player, getting yes. in and out of there. Yeah, that's what,
he's yeah. super he's
not,
utility.
Yeah, player. He's yeah. not he's not built for every day. No. Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar, I thought, had another really good year this year. I mean, the guy's a home run hitter. He's middle of the order run producer. I think they found that they can pitch to him by, you know, get ahead of him in, and then sliders away, you can strike him out an awful lot. I don't know how many times he struck out on that same pitch.
Yeah.
But it was a lot.
Yeah. Let's go to Blake Snell.
I thought Blake Snell, that game that I saw him pitch where he was just lights out, he went the whole way. That was one of the best games I've ever seen pitched. I think this guy, it can be lights out. His next start didn't have the same stuff, but he battles his way through. I'm a big Blake Snell fan, and I think he's a true number one pitcher. And when he's on like he was that start where he went the whole game, he's unhittable.
Yeah, his postseason play in the World Series, however, accumulated two losses with an earned run average around five. So for me, he did not match up.
In the World Series.
Let's go right to the MVP of the series. Phenomenal. You got to go back, I don't know how many years, to where a guy wins three games in a World Series. Yamamoto.
What can you say? I mean, I've never seen a split-finger fastball. And, Ron, I'm doing it. I know you can't see me. A split-finger fastball go into a right-handed hitter like a hard sinker from a right-handed pitcher. That, the fact that, you know what I heard, too? This is what I heard through the grapevine is that on game seven, he pitches game six. He was lights out. Game seven, he goes down to the bullpen and says, I can pitch today if you need me. He runs down there. His first pitch in the bullpen on game seven day to get warm was 97 on the dot. On the outside corner, sinking. This guy's silly, man. He's so good that you know, he's got four wipeout pitches. I mean, who has that? This guy is off the chart good, and I don't know if he's hit the ceiling yet, because that stuff that he did in the World Series was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got, I don't know, he's got more than four pitches, I think they said. And,
yeah,
you know, wow. He can throw. He can, yeah, too. I mean, you know, there's no way to try and work along with this guy, you know, thinking-wise.
No. How do you prepare for that?
Well, I mean, you know what? I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't know of anybody who had six pitches that you kind of had to protect against, you know, and during the count and everything else, you know. I mean,
how's he going to sequence you?
I didn't like to try to think along with pitchers anyway, you know? I mean, you're always guessing. If you're guessing, I'm in trouble. If I'm him. Yeah. Let's go to, you know, Glasnow pitched well. Yes. You know, I thought he did. I thought he did his job. We should probably go to, well, let's just bypass the bullpen. Okay. Yeah. Pretty much they did in the World Series. They were able to have starts enough that were well enough, with the exception of the 18 inning game.
Yeah.
And they did not expose the bullpen like they did in earlier playoff sessions. And I think it was very fortunate because I think they underperformed. And I would like to just, you know, let's give them the credit they're due. They did their job in that one game, but the rest mm-hmm. of it is really sketchy. I don't think you'll disagree with me on that.
No.
And let's go to Ohtani. Give me your thoughts on Ohtani hitting and pitching.
Okay. Well, I mean, hitting, I mean, this guy gets on base nine times in a row in the one game. That's off the chart. Okay. You look at his World Series was really good. His you know, NLCS and the divisional game, not so much. I mean, he didn't do too much then.
No.
And the large part was because those lefties from Philadelphia just shut him down. And there's a great example. If you have, you know, left on left and guys that can really pitch like they can shut anybody down. And they did. They really handed it to him. Ohtani didn't have a clue with those guys. But come World Series time, he showed up, and that's great. Pitching wise, I thought he was a little off pitching. He didn't really have his command, and that's why he was struggling. He didn't have the momentum to carry him through, and that's why he had such a short stint in that one game. But no, I'm a big Ohtani fan. I mean, who isn't? You know, this guy's doing stuff that that we may not see for another 50 or 100 years. That's how good Ohtani is. He's,
well, I totally agree with you. You know, when he does the double deal, you know, he is the best player in the game. You know, he gets a double WAR, he gets double everything. You know, you look at what he did over in Anaheim before he came over here, and when he was pitching more regularly, he won 15 games, and that kind of solidified him as the modern-day Babe Ruth. And then, of course, this year was kind of a short stint on the way back pitching-wise. Yeah. I thought that you know, the one game that he had that everybody talks about in the NLCS, I believe, where he throws six innings of shutout, hits three home runs, and it's like, you know, have we ever seen a greater combined game? Probably not. Not in my time. And then he follows it up with that ridiculous World Series game where he's on base nine times in a row, four intentional walks. And, you know, they say, well, you know, isn't that ruining baseball? You know, my favorite player doesn't get to hit. If you remember a guy named Barry Bonds, Barry Bonds walked 232 times one year, 126 of those were intentional, and he still hit 49 home runs or something. I mean, you know, you're not. You have an opportunity to see the greatest player probably that we're going to see, and as long as he's pitching, he's doubly qualified. And then there's another guy that had an unbelievable year in Seattle by the name of Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
And then you had Aaron Judge. And, you know, those three players were just phenomenal this year, and I'm glad that baseball could have that. I think it was great for the game itself. You know, the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, had probably five players that performed really, really good. And that would be Ernie Clement set a new postseason record for hits.
30.
Springer performed. Kirk performed. Barger hit 480. With a grand slam, Bichette, and Bichette came back, and you know, so you know, they played very well. Certainly, I think they're a team that's going to be back. It's finally good that Toronto showed up this year. You know,
yes.
I always felt like they were kind of underperformers, but Vladimir Guerrero had another great postseason here, 8 home runs. So you know, I think all looks well for Toronto. I do believe there's an opportunity for you to come back, and, of course, there's always the opportunity that the Dodgers can come back. So I want to thank you so much, Steve, for being a part of this. Great intellect on your take for the series and the playoffs. I hope you do well. Great talking with you again, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ron. What a great podcast. I appreciate it. And Mike, your producer, you guys do a great job, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, there you have it, Steve Sachs. We'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this message. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend champion MVP, Mr. Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and as always, make sure to check out Ron's fantastic website, theronsayshow.com, where you can find all of our podcasts, podcast guest lists, episode lists, access to his fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's a great read. Great, makes a great Christmas gift for all those people out there. And also follow Ron on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. And also he's available for special requests on Cameo. I think, Ron, we would be remiss if we did not give Dave Roberts his flowers.
Yes. Back-to-back champions. You know, this is the third championship, I think, in the last 6 years. They had a wonderful parade.
Did they really?
Well, I mean, they said they had like 250,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, and then they went back to the stadium and celebrated. And please do not give the mic to Kike Hernandez.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I have to be a little bit offended by that. If I'm not going to get into it, but I can tell you that I don't think it is representative of being a role model, okay?
I agree 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, it's once again, kudos to the fan. You know, they set an all-time record here by drawing 4 million people officially, and that is a coup.
It is a coup indeed, and congratulations, you know, to Dodger superfan up front, Corey Marino, and all the Dodger fans out there. You know, they say they want to go for the three-peat, and so we shall see. Already there talks about Max Muncy and if they're going to sign him, and obviously I think we both agree that they probably need some help in the bullpen.
Well, that's for Andrew Friedman to deal with. You know, there was some remarks on Instagram already from, I think, some fake news about what they plan on doing. But there's a lot of that stuff going on out there.
So yeah.
There's going to be a much bigger blue bullseye on their forehead next year. There's going to be a lot of wannabes going to want to take them down. And I think that the Philadelphia Phillies might be one of those teams, and I think that the Toronto Blue Jays.
They'll be back.
And I think the Seattle Mariners.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Real fast, we got a big one this weekend. We have number 9, Oregon, tries to avoid the upset as a super hot Iowa team.
Yeah. Yeah, Iowa is a little bit better, I think, than their record, but I'm going to go with the Ducks.
You and me both. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us here, and we'll see about that. As always, you can check out all of our podcast archives on Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. Also available on Spotify and Apple, wherever you find your podcasts. Also on YouTube, check us out there as well, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for being with us. Thank you, Mike. Great job.